very good part of our field now, and, too often in the past, we've reached agreements and before the details are nailed down. Al said on the coalition government part, he said, if we get into this, he said, it's going to be, he feels, open up a lot of, questions about the whole subject, but also could, according to Al, be detrimental to some of the things they're doing with CHU. So.
So what do you want to say?
So he wants to say everything that we discussed, except the part about the coalition government.
Well, then, put it possibly, that we simply add a, that, the people of South Vietnam determine their own future. So we have to, tell Al that.
Okay. We have always insisted on the.
Yeah, that is, that this, and the one, we want this particular disagreement to be one that preserves or guarantees the right of the people of South Vietnam to determine their own future. I said that, but that is what you said, don't you? Don't say any more questions.
I could put that in, we want a peace at the last.
Yeah.
And we want a peace that, as the president said, will give the people of South Vietnam the right to determine their own future.
That is.
An agreement to be one that, guarantees the right of the people of South Vietnam to determine their own future. Fine, I'll put that line.
Just put that in that part.
Right. Okay, good.
On the, part about us kissing their own this weekend, this one being signed this weekend, I'm going to say, I'm not going to say anything from here that will contribute to those extra questions.
That's right. That's right. That we, let me see, I think you could say that we don't, that when there's anything to announce, it will be announced. I just, anything to announce will be announced.
You see, there's an AP water service out that this will be a state selected, according to informed American officials.
That he's going
to go. He will go this weekend, that the agreement will be signed this weekend. I think we want to.
Well, not that now.
So, I'm going to knock that down.
I said I can very much speculate on that, that we're going to take the time that is necessary.
And then go with it.
Put it in. I would not speculate about it. You would say this. It would be very unwise, to speculate, to set any deadlines for when this agreement is returned. I'll tell you when I'm ready. Any deadlines as to when this agreement, that's my opinion. Will be agreed that we, the important thing is, the important principle is the agreement must be the right agreement. To set any deadline. We are not, we have no deadline. Our deadline, the only deadline we are looking at is the right kind of agreement. And however long it takes, we will take that time. After this long and difficult war, we're not going to have a hasty peace that might lead to another war, to a resumption of the war. You get that line? We're not going to have a hasty peace. Not properly. It's got to be, and that there's no, that I would not, it'd be very unwise to speculate a deadline. This agreement will be reached when it is one that, when we have the right kind of agreement. You see what I mean? I think you can fit that apart. And always say the president said, this is going to be my luck. And also get into the fact that a long discussion with the Kissinger.
I'm going to use the word sandpaper.
But the main point is, it must be a piece of glass, and we're not, and there's no deadline. We're not negotiating against the deadline. We're negotiating for the right. We're not negotiating to meet the deadline. We are not negotiating to get the right kind of peace. And the deadlines, who's what's the problem you're raising? It's just moving down. No deadlines.
Only deadline is the right time to be.
The only deadline that we have that we're looking to is that this agreement. this weekend or the deadline of election.